Sivos, Chafei Tishrei Etav Shemnem Beis, October 23, 1981, on Friday. Continue.
Pesach is in the hall, Ukseis Okapo, Turan, and Esses, and everything. So it's mutter for the psulo and for the man who marries her to marry the psulo on Wednesday, even though he knows that a few hours later, the headman will rape her. I mean, is it considerable? Is deiche hatzole or benara moroso? Is deiche kolatere kule? So it's not deiche this takonis chachomim or psulonis miyobui, which is nitche is in face of ordinary hardships, hefzid momen, I mean, slight hardships. What kind of a hardship is it? The tsuya will be upset, so it will be wasted, so what? I mean, how can we understand it? But many, many, many years I didn't understand. The pshat thesis. But then I went over every piece of Shittim Chbeses in Ksuvis. So then I saw, it's very late, so you'll find it yourself. The Shittim Chbeses says that when Gemara says to boil Hegmei Tchilo, it doesn't mean that the Hegmei, every time that a woman, he forced a woman into snus, so he killed her. In other words, the Gzidas HaMalchus, the Malchus was Gezer, they took off, I mean, they gave up ISIS. In other words, the Malchus Yoman in those days, so gave a license to every soldier. If he wants to rape a Jewish woman, who is Nisim Imavi, he can do so, with impunity, naturally. If Chas V'Sholem, the Malchus will give a license. So you'll have tragedies every day, 1,000 tragedies a day. So this is what the Malchus was gazing. The Malchus just gave a license to the headman, to this every sergeant, that he can do the psula that his nieces, the him or the, whatever he wants. So in other words, but most of the time, so he didn't kill her. Either he forced her, he raped her, without asking her whether she wanted to be killed or not. So he raped her. And most of the time he didn't even force her. He just tried to do it betrayal. But if she refused, so he didn't rape her. Then, most of the time. And then, even if he did, so he did it without asking her, without giving her the choice to choose. But sometimes, Hegman, since he had the right to do it with impunity, so the melee became angry at her, and if she refused to submit to him, so out of anger he killed her. But that was unusual. So in other words, it involved a choshe recheike of being raped. Because usually, so the Malchus did not issue a decree that she must be without him. The Malchus gave a license. The headman, in other words, the headman can do with her whatever he wants. But usually he didn't force her. He tried, you know, to do it but say, to be mifata. And if she refused, he didn't do it. But it happened, as it happens in New York, unfortunately. Many times. So in other words, it was a chosha recheike. It is chosha recheike. So, according to the law, and mostly shady, so it's muter, to be veran betakone, even in face of the chosha recheike, of being raped. But according to Teitzle, it's not. Because of chosha recheike, after all, in Kol HaTere Kure, chosha recheike is not considered a sofik. Chosha recheike is not considered a sofik. Only in regard to Pekuach Nefesh, Echshosh Recheike is considered a sofik, and even Echshosh Recheike of Pekuach Nefesh is Deiche, Kol HaTere Kure. So in other words, so mainly it was muta, even not to fight back. It was muta not to fight back, because in Hilchit Pekuach Nefesh Acharov, so even Echshosh Recheike of Pekuach Nefesh is Deiche Kol HaTere Kure. But since usually they were not raped And the headman did it only if he was able, you know, to pressure into Pitu, not into Enes. But sometimes it happened. A wild headman. So because of it, so the Shita of the Rois and Rashi, they just as in regard to Pekuach Nefesh. So there is Aloche, that in the Hilchim Pekuach Nefesh Acharo, and even we are Chin Shishim for Shosher Chikam Pekuach Nefesh, Rav Netam says, a Yildes is allowed to eat an Kippah. We're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Kippah. We Shomanu Afilu She'achas Mielef Yildes, Tomas Machas Lekippah. But it happens even today, with all the progress in medicine, it happens. So, but it never was a real suffering. But by the Pekuach Nefesh, even if Shosher Chikam Pekuach Nefesh, we have to be Chishish. That's the Xerus HaKosel of Chai Ben Rishon was Ben. So mainly the Shita of Rashi and Ro and Moses Rishenim, that in view of the fact that there is a halacha of the Samid Adam Ra'acho in regard to Hatzoret from Enes of Naram Rosso, and it's Deiche Kol HaTel Kule. That's very Mishiyalo, Hoye Ish Mishiyalo. So the Riv mentions the name of Rav Sri Goyen, that even on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur, we are mechuyev to kill the Rebbe. To kill the Rebbe, why Michal Shabbos? In order to be matzah, from Enes of Nara Arau, the Enes of Arayas. So the Hatzoret of the Enes of Arayas is Deiche Kol HaTel Kule, just like Pekuach Nefesh. So just as in regard to Pekuach Nefesh, so we say even Mechshosh HaRichayki is Deiche Kol HaTel Kule. So we may so even Mechshosh HaRichayki of the Enes of Arayas is Deiche Takon Tzachon. And this is Chayki. In regard to Pekuach Nefesh, we have the Chayki of Mechshosh HaRichayki. But in regard to the Enes of Arayas, now, but if it's a case where we know that as a result of getting married on Wednesday, she will be late. Of course, they just will agree that she is not allowed to get married on Wednesday. Not allowed to get married on Wednesday. And even if there will be a regular song, but here it's not the case of a regular song. It's only a question of Yechshosh HaRichayki. So even in regard to Yechshosh HaRichayki, there is a Bachlok Yerushim. According to Rashi in the law, so we are allowed to be either a Takanes Chachomim in order to be Matzah, the Ishe, from Echshosh HaRichayki of being raped. But, and the computation. But I'm sorry that I prolonged it.
Chav Zayin Tishrei, Heitav Shin Mem Beis, October 25th, 1981, on Sunday.
One shot by most Hashem. It's not Tesis shot, but the shot of Rashi and the Rol and the Ritvo, most Hashem, I think, is that when the Gemara asks, the literature name is Shore, so let seems you say the price calls a sakone because of the tsnuis who are misanefesh themselves, and al pidin they are not mechuyev to be misanefesh themselves. So mimele let the chachomim dash tell them, inform them that they so is the tenor by law that it's yamal al yore, whatever the pshat is. Mimele it will not be a sakone. So why does the Baisi use the lotion of Machma Sakone, Umisakone Veilech Noah Gorom Nichle Bishlishi? If the Chachomim could, by giving the right information to the Bnei Yisrael that Enes is Muter, so then they would not be misanefesh themselves, so they should do it. Mimele, the Baisi should not use the lotion Misakone Veilech, but maybe Zeilech. But they says, rejects the pshat. And this says that the pshat is the Yishore. In other words, let the Chachamim declare, since Al-Kadim it's Yavol Al-Yorei, because it's Kaka Elon, so the Isha is not Mechuyeres to let us out be killed. So since Al-Kadim it's Yavol Al-Yorei, so Mele, what kind of a hetera did this Israel have to get married on Wednesday? Why? Because the Anos will be Manasseh, but will be Mutter. So that pshat in the Gemara is inconceivable. What does it mean? That one is not allowed to be even at the Kodesh Chachomim in order to save herself from Znus, Chas v'Sholem. How could we conceive of such a concept? When the Aloche is, apart from Teis v'Shite, in Gittin, or Basra, in Shabbos, that it's Mutter for one Jew to be even an Issachar in order to be Matzir, to be Matzir another Jew from an Issachar, as long as the other Jew is not a Gesheya. Apart from that Shite. Well, I bet Shite, so there is a Machlekes. But according to Teis v'Shite, that it's Mutter for Ruvain to be even an Issachar in order to be Matzir Shimon, it's Mutter for Ruvain to be even an Issachar in order to be Matzir Shimon from an Issachar, as long as Shimon is not a Peshaya, like Haskama v'chamo, that it's Mutter for Ruvain to be even an Issachar now in order to save himself from an Issachar tomorrow. So even is a Raisa. But even if we say that the Teisus in Ksuves does not agree with Teisus Shite in Shabbos, in Gittin, or Basra, and the Teisus Shite is that it's also for one person to be even an Issachar in order to be Matzil, another Jew from Issachar. And even if we are going to assume that Teisus Shite is, it's also for a Jew to do an Issachar now in order to be Matzil himself later on, family Sachamor, because on that too there is a machlekes hakol. But as far as being matzil from Enesis Shish, the halacha is the Rabbi says in the name of Rav Shchira Goyen that if somebody is reading for halal amoroso and in Makipurim shechalis b'Shabbes, so if there is no way of saving the nara amoroso, being matzil the nara amoroso from the Enes, so then it's a mitzvah to kill the rabbi if even on Yom HaKippurim Shechalil B'Shabbos because of the Zerzakos of Ve'im Mishialo. Ho Ve'ish Mishialo, afilo bin Matzilin, afilo bin Nafshi Shal Rebi. And that means even on Shabbos. So in other words, so the Hatzoleh from Enes of Nara Moroso is Deiche Kolat Rekule, just like Pikoach Nevesh. So how can they say such a thing that the Chachomim should tell all the Nishis Yisrael, you cannot get married on Tuesday, you get married on Wednesday, then the Amos, the headman will come and rape you. All right, you don't have to be misanefesh yourself. But it's a question of saving another Naram Rosso. So the Naram Rosso will be allowed to put herself into a situation where she will be nervous by the headman. I mean, it's inconceivable. But the Shittim Kobetze says, the Shittim Kobetze says that when the Gemara says that the Malchus was Geza, that was Malchus Yavon, that the boy of the Hegman Trilo, it doesn't mean that the Malchus was Geza and the Malchus was Makpit, that every Hegman should be Mianis, every Psula that is in Navi. The Malchus just didn't care, but the Malchus gave a license, a general license to every Hegman, that they can do with a psula that is nisibah be whatever they want. And if a certain headman wants to rape her, so the Malchus gave him right. But most of the time, the headman did not force the psula nisibah be. He tried to be mifater. But sometimes it happened that the headman did rape Ipsula Nisibadi because of the license that the Malchus Yovan gave. But usually, either the headman tried to be mifater her and to pressure her so that she should consent into Znus, and if she didn't consent, so he just raped her without asking her. But sometimes it happened that he became angry, the headman became angry at the Psula Nisibadi, who did not give a cup, who did not submit willingly to him, so he killed her. So it was a Choshe Rechegi. So the shita of all the rishonim is now that in view of the fact that pikuach nefesh is deicha kolat erikulei, so even ichshosh erichayikel pikuach nefesh is deicha shabbos. So the mele, since we have exeras hakosav or bein mishiyal, hoyesh mishiyal, matzil nitzol, afilu b'nafsho shoheged. So that means Rav Shlomo Goyen says that if on Shabbos we can kill the Rebbe, but if we kill the Rebbe on Shabbos, so there is a meloche. The answer is that exeras hakosav, that the hatzolim from Ines of Nara Moroso of Arayis is Derech Shabbos, is Derech Kolatere Kule, just as Pikuach Nefesh is Derech Shabbos. So the Hatzol from the Ines of Nara Moroso of Arayis, not Dafke Nara Moroso, Reidif HaChazoch here. So the Hatzol of Arayis, of the Ines of Arayis, is Derech Shabbos. Is the Hashabbos Kolatere Kule, not Dafke Shabbos, Shabbos in Kippur, everything. All these stories. And just as we gather Pikuach Nefesh, so there is a loche that not only Vagai Pikuach Nefesh is the Hashabbos, even Sofik Pikuach Nefesh, and even Mechshosh Erechayim Pikuach Nefesh. Mechshosh Erechayim Nefesh. Rav Netan says, Afila Achas Me'elef, Me'alir Yisro Yishomanu Shemei Somach Masleide. And still, a Yodas is a deed of a Chela Sheish Misakone, so we gather this a loche. So Me'ele, in regard to Nisar Rabbonon, so the Chosh Erechike of the Neides of Arayis is Deiche Nisar Rabbonon. But Teis Veshite is not. Since it's only Chosh Erechike and the Rechklau, the Hegman didn't kill, either he tried to pressure her so that she should consent to this news, or if he didn't get her consent, so he just raped her without asking her. But he didn't kill her. But sometimes the headman became angry, and the psulo who fought back, so he killed. So it's only chosher recheike. So the male takes a shita is, since it's only chosher recheike and kolat erikule, so chosher recheike is not considered in the sofik. So the male she was not allowed to be either on the Takones Chachonim or Psul and Yisrimiyom. That's it. And now the cases. The Midrash will be in the shop. Yes?
Regarding the other point that you pointed out, that the closest is more like a Rashi, the Gabi, whether they can be mapped around themselves, seeing where they call the Pins Yahweh on the
right. Yeah.
Perhaps, I saw that it's mentioned, closest in the Buddha Zora is the Thayrish and the Rush, that one is allowed to be mapped around themselves, and the Rush here in the Suvis mentions the same sheep, so it's possible.
That's right. What is the Russian mission?
They agree with Rashi, not like Rama.
That it's Mutar.
But here I saw also one of the, I think the Ritva mentions both points. He learns like Rashi, he also says the Ein Kan Kiddush Hashem. In other words, there would be no Mokom to be Makir. Certain case situations where it's a question, let's say, Ilya Raya's Kataka Olam, so then there's a Mokom to be Makir. So according to the closest of Shabbat Gomorrah, here it's the true one to be Makir, if there were a Mokom to be Makir. But here there's no Kiddush Hashem altogether. So there's no basis.
Why is there a Kiddush Hashem here?
Because it's Hanos Atzma. So
as
Rashi says,
it's the Amen Rishayim was saying that when an Amos forces a Jew to be Michal Shabbos, even though it's Lano Esatzme, but if the Jew is on such a high matrege, he's willing to give up his life, so he's Mikhail Mitzvah Kirish Hashem. He's Kaim Mitzvah Hashem. Maybe the Ritva has reference, maybe the Ritva has reference to the case where the Chachomim themselves are each of the Takonim. Then there is no Eel of Kiddush Hashem. I am familiar with the Ritva. The Ritva says, in the case where the Chachomim would say that the Nisho and the Rikre, and the Chachomim would say, and Bezdi would say, would be Eker et Akone. So in such a case, there is no Eel of Kiddush Hashem. But when the Takone is not Nekah by Bezdi, then there is an Eel of Kiddush Hashem.
But the Russian self learns like
closest
here in this Gemara,
even
though the Russian
Avodah Zarah
says it's
looking like I have to see the Russian. I'll have to see the Russian. I don't know. I don't know what the Russian is. The Midrashim the Eimishot, Vintema, now I also mentioned that there seems Teisves Eskikashe against Rashi's Pshat. How can we, because of the Tchutzeis, how can we allow the Tzuris to get killed? But Rashi holds that this is not the kasha, because why does Tesis say it's inconceivable that because declaring that anus is muter, so will be conducive to the potential putzes to be mizame berotzen. So because of that, the Chachamim should refrain from declaring that anus is muter. So Tisha says the Kashi against Kashi. How is it that the Chachamim will refrain from declaring that anus is muter because of the nichshol that might overtake the potential putzes? Because of that, will be mafkia the ktsnuis to harige. That seems to be a very strong kashi. So I said that story that machlekes Rambam dada v'sheni. In the case where the aloch is yabe v'alok, let's say the anos forces a Jew to be mechal Shabbos, and the Jew wants to be misalefesh himself. So the Rambam says he's ma'abed asmadas. Adam Shem say he's mikayim a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, like the Asor Avodah Zarah. So I say apparently Rashi Shita is like the Adam Shem. So Mele, Rashi says, so Rashi can explain the Gemara. The Gemara says, so because of that, the Chachomim refrain themselves from declaring to the Bnei Yisrael that Anus is Muter, because if they'll make a declaration that Anus is Muter, then a number of Jewish women who are potential putzes will chas v'sholem be nichshol, and they'll become demoralized completely. They'll say, the Chachomim themselves are so liberal, why should we be machmir? There is pressure from the government to submit to znus, so let's submit to znus voluntarily. So Tesha said, the Kashi, what kind of eternity is it? Because the potential putzes will do an avera, because of that, we should tolerate the fact that the tznuyas will let themselves be killed when they're not mechuyim al pidin to let themselves kill. The answer is, Tesha apparently she is like the Rambam. So the Mele Tesha says the very strong Kashi, v'yichi v'shul putzes yanichu la'areges atznuyas, but Rashi she is... Rashi Shita is like the other Rishayim, that even when the Aloha is Yavav Al Yorek, but if he is Misanefesh himself, he's Mikhail a big mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So why did the Gemara say redemption is Shore? After all, there is a mitzvah of being Misanefesh himself. The answer is, if the Tznuyas had been Misanefesh themselves, for the right motive, because of Kiddush Hashem, fine. But the fact is that even the Tznuyas, who were Misanefesh themselves, didn't do it for the right motive. They did it for the wrong motive, because they thought they were ignorant, and they thought that if the hangman will rape them, then the husbands will have to divorce them. But the halacha is not like that. That even if the headman will rape them, they'll still be mutaris to the Bible of Israel. So, let's straighten out the tznuyas. After all, they are not misanefesh themselves for the right motive. They are misanefesh themselves because they are laboring under the impact of the notion that where Ishes Yisroel, Shezim, Sobeinus, in Asur Lebailo. So let's straighten them out. Let the Chachomim straighten them out and give them the right information. So there, they will not let themselves be killed for the wrong reason. And if a certain woman is on such a high matrede that she'll be willing to be Mikadish Hashem in spite of the fact that Al Pedin, it's muta for her to be Eber, because of the Kach Nefesh, so Tavir El Brocho. But the Chachomim should apprise them of the deen so that they will be able to be Mesa Nefesh themselves for the right reason if they so choose. But not that they should have to be Mesa Nefesh themselves for the wrong reason. So the Gemara says, Enoch Nami, if it wouldn't, if declaring to the Bnei Yisrael, the Aloche, that Eishes Yisrael Shezinso, Beinus is Muteres Lebailo, would not be conducive to any michshu for the potential putzes, then the Chachamim should apprise them. And then let the tznuyas decide for themselves whether they should perform such a heroic act of Kiddush Hashem when the Abdin Dalat Mechuyovis. But since declaring the deed to the Bnei Yisrael would be conducive to a terrific Mechshol, and many Bnei Yisrael, because of the pressure by the Malchus, will become completely demoralized when they will hear that the Chachmi Yisrael are so liberal. And so they'll say, even the Chachmi Yisrael are permissive. So we can afford to be even more permissive. And they'll submit to Zmus voluntarily. So because of that, the Chachomi cannot make such a declaration. Because after all, even though the Tznuis will be Mikadosh Hashem for the wrong reason, so it's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem Shaloi Lishmo. A mitzvah Shaloi Lishmo is also a big mitzvah. Not as big a mitzvah as Lishmo. So this is Rashi. And the reason is why Teisa says, is because Teisa apparently here agrees with the Shite of the Ram. Alright, now let's go with the Teisa. The Rivash Ludeni Shot. Vim Teiman. Now, and we also mentioned last time that there are two pshotim in the Gemara's Kasha of Lidlish Lenishore. So, according to Rashi, Lidlish Lenishore means, let the Chachomim declare to the Bnei Yisrael that an Ishishi Shezin Sobeinus Mutaras Labayim. According to Teitzves, Lidlish Lenishore means, let the Chachomim declare to the Bnei Yisrael that when the Hagman forces them to submit to Zeus, and we threatening them to kill them if they fight back, so then it's Yavar al Yorik. But Rashi doesn't explain that way. Why doesn't Rashi explain that way? Because Rashi Shita is that even when the Daloch is Yavar al Yorik, it's still a mitzvah of being Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So Rashi explains, Lilushin and Shore, let the Chachomim declare to the Bnei Yisrael that the Ishis Yisroel Shez Zim Sobeimus in Mutenas Lebailo. But Teisa Shite is like the Rambam here. So that's why Teisa explains the Riddish with the Shore. Since when the Aloha says Yavam Al Yore Kitzosea to the Mesa Mefesh. So then the Chachomim should inform the Mesa Yisroel that the Aloha is Yavam Al Yore, not Yore Al Yore. So that's Teisa's Pshat. The Riddish with the Shore. When the Chachomim declare to the Bnei Yisrael that when the headman forces them to submit to Zmus, not to fight back, and under the threat of killing them, that the Aloha is Yavam al Yorek. So this is the Kashe, but the Din is not like that. Arayas is Yorim al Yavim. Vintem er olam vinon. Vyavim fed ben seo meir, alko avim is Yavim al Yorek. Chutz mavim is Chachomim, bigo Arayas is Shulchus Domim. ותיר עשרה נתם, ואין חיובים מיסאו ביו עסקו, דרחמון אב כרוליזר ומצרי, דרחסיב, וזיום הסוסים זיום מוסום, ומייסרה ידי פוריך, ופריד מנסאו מירה, הועס בהפרס יאב, ופוריך, והועס בגלה רייס אב, משמע במשמע רייס, ויאב ומחי, So what does Rabbetam say? That when do we say? So Rabbetam Shita is that if an Akum, an Anus, will tell an Israel, will tell Ruben, if an Akum, an Anus, will tell Ashes Ruben, an Akum, an Anus will tell Ashes Ruben, to submit to Znus by Israel, and if not, he'll kill her, so then she has to be Misanefesh or something. And not to submit to Znus, to a Yisroel Roshe, who wants to be Mizanu. But in the case where the Akum himself wants to be Mizanu with the Ishes Yisroel, then it's Yavam Al Yorek. In other words, if there is a difference, if let's say a Yisroel Roshe Anus will be Miami, will tell an Ishes Yisroel that if she fights back, he'll kill her, then she's machiavis to fight back and to put up a resistance and even risk being killed in order to avoid being raped by Israel. But if an Akum wants to rape her, and he tells them, if you fight back, if you scream, so if you fight back, I'll kill you, then she doesn't have to scream. Why? Because Akumagual Bas Yisrael does not involve an Israelite. Why? Because Bias Akum Kibias Behem. Vitinas Rabletam, the Hayobim Mise al Bias Akum. The Rachmone Afker Mizare. I hear it's mentioned Mitzri, but that was put in because of the censorship. It doesn't mean Mitzri, it means Bias Nochet. The Rachmone Afker Mizare. In general, there is confusion in the text of the Gemores and of the Rishayim and of the Achayim, because sometimes when it says, when the Gemore or Rishayim say Akum, it means Akumda, not Goy Noche, it means Elitchovim, like Avidas Akum Mutaris. So it only means Avidas Elitchovim Mazores Mutaris, but Avidas Getesho, a Goyim is not Ilram Zayim Zimneach, is Asur. The Rambam says so, the Miri says so. But sometimes when the Gemore uses the expression Akum, so it's because of the censorship. And it really doesn't mean Akum, it means Goy. Now here, they said because of the censorship, so it was put in Bias Mitzvah. I mean, not that there is any difference between an Egyptian Goy and another Goy. It doesn't make any difference. And it doesn't even make a difference whether there is an Eved Kehovim or a Getesho. A Kontra Metan, so Bias Akum ki Bias Behemo, so even Bias Getesho is ki Bias Behemo. So because of the censorship, it was put in Bias Mitzvah. So Bitinas Rametam, the Hayobi Mise al Bias Nochi, the Rachmone after Rizare the Mitzri, Rizare the Nochi, the Chsiv, Vizir Mas Susi Zir Moso. Now this is very strange. Where is the Gemara? Rametam was not a Tane, was not an Amere, who could Darshi it Roshe. So he probably has referenced a certain Gemara. There is a Gemara that Tzadik Zayin in Yevomis, I think. That Tzadik Ches in Yevomis, Tzadik Ches HaMedalot. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino, Afkure Afker Rachmon Leizare, Dichsiv Psach Amirim Psorom Vizir Masusim Zomos. So what is the Gemara apply to? In the case of Akum Habor Bas Yisrael, if the Goy marries a Jewess, the Jews. So then they have children. So the children are considered the mother's children. They are not considered the biological father's children. Then he is not their father. Let's say, if someone is Bawa El, Bawa Shishi, so he's a mamzer. But a mamzer already could never hold over. Chayim Baruch Kosei, Baruch Kosei. He's not Chayim because he is my Samcho. But if the father did Tshuve, and he is my Samcho, and then the son, is chayvel name, so it's chayvel mizik. So a mamzer is misyaches, but akum abo nochi v'eved abo al bas Yisrael, nochi v'eved abo al bas Yisrael. So then he's not misyaches after the father altogether. He's only misyaches after the mother. How do we know that akum v'eved abo al bas Yisrael? So the children are misyaches after the mother, but they're not misyaches after the father. That's the Xerasakosu of Psachamirim Psorom, Vizir Masusim Zir Mosim. There is no yiches between a biological father, a Goy, and a child, a Jew. A Goy itself has yiches. Akum Yereshes Ovid Vateir. But if the biological father is a Goy, and the mother is Jewish, so then the children are only misyaches after the mother, and not after the father. That we learn how to deduce from the posit of Izir Masusim Zir Mosim. Of Izir Masusim Zir Mosim. Now, so, Rabbi Tam applies it here, so the question is, what's the shaykhaz? Mani Yishmir is La Sinai. So there it's aloha that there is no yiches. But where does it say that it's Afkoye? Or it's Afkoye of the Yisrael? That when hay on the base in Yevamos, So the Gemara says as follows. There is a machlekes in the Gemara. One mandola says that Akum Be'ebed Habor Bas Yisroel, so Havlad is Mamza. That's according to Rabbi Kiva. But according to the Chachomim, so Akum Be'ebed Habor Bas Yisroel, so the Vlad is kosher. So then the Gemara says, V'amre Netudoye Mishnei Rabbi Yaakov, the divrei ha-peisel, the mandoma who says that Akum Be'ebed Habor Bas Yisroel, Havlad Mamzea, so even if Akum Be'ebed will boil with New York Yisroel, the blood is Mamzea. And the mandoma who says Akum Be'ebed Habor Bas Yisroel, Havlad Kosher, so even if Akum Be'ebed was boil with Ishishis Yisroel, is also because we could be Michalik, we could say, if he's born out of Israel, so then there is no Israel. No Israel. Mashaikim, if he's born out of Israel, so there is an Israel. Besides the Israel, so there is the Israel, so then the blood should be a mamzer. We don't say. So Mishnei Rabbi Yaakov, we differ, a peisel, peisel, a full bifnuye. Because who is the Pesel? Rabbi Akiva. So, Yesh Mamza B'chayav Elav. So, even the Yisrael of Akum is Chayav Elav. It's not. But the Divrei HaMachshir, the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva. So, Machshir Afilu Be'Shishish. Ushneim Lomdu Elo Be'Shesav. How do we know the whole Aloche of Mamzehes? Because the Torah says, and then the posse of Yovi for Tzedakah for Shofar Kashem, but then is the posse of Yovi Mamza Bekala Lishem. Gamdeh Asir El Yovi Bekala Lishem. So Mamza is the din of Mamza is mentioned somuch to the Yisrael of Eishesov. Of Eishesov. So we learn out from that smichus. Ushnei Lomdu El Eishesov. Man the posel soba, my ishesav, when tafse begdushin, avlad mamzer, because the din of mamzer is mentioned. Next to the law of the ikach ishes ishesovi, so ma ishesav, the lidin tafse begdushin, riach vine tafse begdushin, or no, I said, man the posel soba, my ishesav, the tafse begdushin, avlad mamzer, afkol, the tafse begdushin, avlad mamzer. Havlad mamzer. Uman de Mechshah, so even Akum Habor Bas Yisroel in Shishish, so the blood is kosher. So about my Yishesav, the day we tafse begdushin, lachin et tafse begdushin, lafuke li kechobim vehebe, we tafse begdushin klau, we tafse begdushin klau. So that's the opposite. We pass like the Mandoma, Akum Habor Bas Yisroel, even Habor Bas Yisroel in Shishish, so the blood is kosher. Why? We learn now from Yishesav. Dublin Ishesav, so Dushin is not interested in him, but somebody else to whom she is not an Ishesav, so Dushin is interested. So here too, Mashenkin, so the blood is a mamza, Mashenkin Akum, so Dushin is not interested in any woman. So mainly the blood is not a mamza. So the ritual is the kasha, the ritual is one. What's the story? Adarabe. It seems, Mr. Aswore, that if a certain woman is incapable of having Gdushin in her to anyone, so then it's more humble. So how can we make such yawns? That's the little scratch. Und man die Bärsche, so war mei, ich sage, du deine Tassen duschen. Du hast keine Tassen duschen. Ach komm, du deine Tassen duschen. Wie ich mag schien und Adarabe. Komm, schaute, du rehen, duschen, ich mach auch, was ist, auf was man sei leer. Und fich auch mich hat in Kirse. Schemotzu, die Schild des Drabach, hoi, goeien. Na, roi, so, sabre, schenien. They said, because of that kashe, they accepted the girse of the shiltes. The shiltes is not a girse. Not the way it appears in our text. But the shiltes of the girse of the girse of the shiltes as follows. Mai shisab, do me the shisab. Mai shisab shisab in yuchesacho. Af kol shisab in yuchesacho. La fuke hame yakum evet, shisab in yuchesacho. Pirish, the chiam in the yakum, yishiches hame mire bibasakum. Aber die Basis rollen in Jachis, die erwarten mir auch, wenn ich komme, nee, er und noch, die Bebitra, wo mein Hakum komme, bin ich auch. So, some regime, because of that Kashe, they say that the right Girse is not the Girse that appears in our text. Du mir die Shisam, mai Shisam, du mir die Dene Tafsin Dushi, mai Chine Tafsin Dushi, la Afrika, ich komme mit Tafsin Dushi, but the right Girse is mai Shisam, die bis Jachis Acho. If somebody is born, or Ishes Ovi, and then he has a child, she has a child. So the child is considered his son, he's a mamzer. But he's considered his son. So only when he's considered his son, he can be a mamzer. But if he's not his yavezacho, so he has nothing to do with him, so he's not even a mamzer. That's the gears of the shiltes. So some of the shaymin accept the gears of the shiltes. Then the mitzvah says that we do not have to be meichel the gears. And we do, we can accept this girse, but we can say the same pshat in this girse as the pshat that is obviously implicit in the shiltes. In other words, according to the shiltes, there is no kashe, because we learn out from the shesha. In other words, when is the mother mamzer? Only in the child, the offspring of the bi'asur, is misyachis after the father. But if he's not misyachis after the father, so then, he's not a mamzer. That we understand. That's not strange, that's not difficult. So we can accept this girse and say the same pshat. Mami machshe sova, mai shesav dunti deim tafsi b'dushi, lachin tafsi b'dushi, lachukin chom v'el tafsi b'dushi klal. Why is it that if somebody is bo alishi shish, or alishi sov, or alachisi, or alime, or alpite, and or alayishi batero, so the vad is misyachis. But if somebody is bo alachis or alashifo, the vad is not in misyachis. Because yiches is stolen the possibility of this edushi. So if there is a possibility of this edushi, just not to this person, but in general there could be this edushi, so then, there is yiches. Mashenkin akum ve'evet avor bas Yisrael. So it's not that there is no disestution in this woman. There is no disestution in any woman. So then there is no yiches. So mainly by accepting this yiches, we can explain it the same way as the yiches of the shiltes. Anyway, so according to the shiltes, so the Gemara says beferish, in so many words, that now, yes, mamzer or no mamzer depends upon the possibility of this edushin. So, now, actually, it's not that mamzer depends upon the possibility of this edushin. Mamzer does not depend upon the possibility of this edushin, but mamzer depends upon the Shemei Arbo, the Yisrael. So there are certain Moshim who are Asurais, but they do not represent an Israel. It's not, they're not our eyes. They are also, let's say, Chayyavav. Chayyavav are Asuris, but they're not our eyes. It's not an Israel. And there are certain Moshim who are Asuris and who represent an Israel eyes. They are now. Now, the halacha is that the offspring of the relationship that involves an Israel of Arias of Elmo is a mamzer. But if it's the offspring of a relationship that is not grounded in an Israel Elmo, just an Israel, let's say Chayor Alam, so that's not an Elmo. So the Vlad is not a mamzer. So mamzer really depends upon the Israel Elmo. And Yes, Mrs. Dushin. No, Mrs. Dushin is only indicative of this arrow. So now let's say, why isn't Dushin taken by Nishishish? Why isn't, I shouldn't mention Nishishish, because by Nishishish there might, Dushin might not be possible for two reasons. But one of the reasons is because of the Israel. Why isn't Dushin possible by a sister, by law, by an aunt, by mother? Because of the Israel, if there hadn't been an Israel, if Ibe Achise, Bite, hadn't been Osa, if Achise Ishte hadn't been Osa, so Dushin would be Tefis. The only reason as to why Dushin is not Tefis by Ishesochi, or Machis Ishte, or by any elbow, is because the Israel includes the Tefis Dushin. The Israel. By Ishishin, so there is a Machis between the Yeshua and the Avnui. That the Yeshua, that the Avnui Shite is that the only reason as to why Dushin is not Tefis in Ishishin is because of the Israel of the Sinop. Because of Ishishin is Yeshua says something that is very stubborn. He says, by Nishishish, Dushin is not Tefis for two reasons. One, because of Israel, because Nishishish is not God and Achis Ishte. If Achis Ishte, Dushin is not Tefis. Why? Because it's a Nisakores, so certainly Nishishish, so Dushin cannot be Tefis. But besides the Israel of Nishishish, that is involved in Nishishish, so that Yeshua says, Dushin is not Tefis because it's not child to say Dushin Tefis. She's already cruel to the other husband. How can Dushin be Tefis? But everybody agrees that on the score of Israel, that in itself is sufficient to make the blood into a mamzer. So in Meile, the union of mamzeres is total in the Israel. When the child is a mamzer because of Israel, So in other words, we say Dushin is not Tefis in Achis Ishte. Why? Because Achis Ishte is an Israel. And Dushin is not Tefis in an Israel. So that's why we say that Mamzeres is stolen Itris as Dushin. It doesn't mean that it's stolen Itris as Dushin. But Mamzeres is stolen Israel. But how do we know whether it's an Israel or not? So the Chayim is Dushin. Dushin is the sinner, but the cause of the Itrisas Dushin is not the Mamzeres, the cause of the Mamzeres, of the Halishe Mamzer, is not the Itrisas Dushin. Itrisas Dushin is a liar, is a sinner, that the Ish is an hour. So what is the cause of the Mamzeres? Not the Itrisas Dushin, but the Israel. So Mele, when can we say that the Itrisas Dushin is the cause of the Mamzeres? Where can we say if the Itrisas Dushin itself is based upon Israel? The child who got the Achis Ishte, Ishesovit, Bitehime, Achisei, Achisovit, Achisimei. So, after all, any other Jew can't be taken as Dushin in her. But just the brother cannot. The brother-in-law cannot be taken as Dushin in her. The brother cannot. The son cannot. Why? Why is it that everybody can be Mikadesh, this woman, but the son not, the father not, the brother not, the nephew not, because of the Israel? Masha'ikin vis-a-viyakum. So why isn't Dushin Tefis? Because of Israel? No, not because of Israel. Because Enakum cannot be Mikadesh. Enakum cannot be Mikadesh. Enakum cannot be king of Dushin, even in Inochis. It's another kind of Genesis, of Buas Baal, but not of Dushin. So here the reason is why Dushin is not Tefis is not because of the Israel of Akum. Because the reason is why Dushin is not Tefis, because Anakum is Mutka of Dushin. So the Itris as Dushin of Anakum is not based upon the Israel. So remember, there is no correlation between Itris as Dushin and Mamzeres. The core relationship between Itris as Dushin non-trisabdushin. And mamzeres is based upon the fact that the non-trisabdushin itself is grounded in Israel. So maybe we can understand, this is what the Ritual says. So now we can understand Ramatam. Ramatam says that Bia Sakum is not Yerobalai. It's Mufti of the Yisrael Alis of Ishishish. Why? Because Rahmon Akhlan is Alam. Zir Masusim Zomosom. But Zir Masusim Zomosom implies that there is no Yiches. If an Akum is Baal Bas Yisrael, so there is no Yiches. The answer is, according to the Shilpiz girls and according to the Ritual, we can explain the same way our girls also. So in other words, Mamzeres is stolen the fact that the Nitris Azdushin is not Shayach regarding this person, but regarding another person there is this Azdushin. So then the Nitris Azdushin is based upon this Rabo. But if this Nitris Azdushin is Likulaome, not possible, if there is no Tris Azdushin Likulaome, so then the non-Tris Azdushin is not based upon this Rabo. So the Melech is not a Mamzer. So in other words, so that's why it's not Yehovah Lavin. Because all the machines say, for Chayov Lavin, let's say the Anos will force a Jew to marry a Grush, a Jew a kid, to marry a Grush and live all his life with a Grush. So it's Yahweh Lavin. It's Yahweh Lavin. Or let's say, if we force him to marry, let's say, a Mitzvah, an Adonis, to a Timothy's. So, that's not a Rayas, it's a Yisra, it's a Chayav Lavu, Chayav Yese, it's not a Rayas. So Yom Balaver is only in regard to a Rayas, not just other Yisroi. So the Mele, because of the Alokhi of Zer Masusim Zer Mosom, the Rahmona Akhlo Izare, there is no Yisra, so that means that the non-Tris Edushin is not based upon the Yisra of Akum, but it's based upon another Alokhi. There is no Tris Edushin by Akum. So since the non-Tris Edushin is not based upon the Yisra Rayas, but it's a special halacha, there is no Tris Edushin. So the Meile, let's say, if you want an Chomer is Mutaris, let's say you fastly out the Muhammad under certain circumstances Mutaris, but Edushin is not Eibes, unless she is Misgaya, a girl is Mumo. So the non-Tris Edushin in the Chomer is not based upon the Yisra Elba. And the same thing is true, the non-Tris Edushin of the Nakum Nibas Yisroel is not based upon the Israel. What is true of the non-Tris Edushin of Yisroel in Nochris is true of the non-Tris Edushin of the Nochri in the Israelis. So in Mele, it's Mufke of Israelis. Since it's Mufke of Israelis, so what Isa does it involve? It involves an Israel of a boy of Akum Abor Bas Yisroel. He may play it, so it's also. But that's not the Israelis, only the Israel Shishish is an Israelis. And Akum Abor Bas Yisroel and Shishish is Mufke of the Israel of the Sinai. It's Mufke of the Israel of the Sinai. Now, that doesn't mean that according to Ramatam, if a Shishish, a Yisroel, is Mizanel with the Goyim, so she is not either any other Yisra over and above the Yisra that the Pnuye Israelis is a Veres when she is Mizanel with the Goyim. It's not Mizanel. But I think that even according to Ramatam, so there is a difference between a Pnuye Israelis who is Mizanel with the Goyim and an Ishishish, a Israelis who is Mizanel with the Goyim. Because if it knew Bas Yisroel is Nizam of the Goy, so it's only the Yisra of Biasak. Of Biasak. But if an Ishishish, a Yisroel is Nizam of the Goy, so besides the Yisra of Biasakum, she is also either an Yisra of Ishishish, but not the Yisra Rayas of Ishishish. Which Yisra, which love, constitutes, involves an Yisra of Ervo, that's the Yisra of Nisino, or the Yisra of Nishis HaMisecho, or Nisikin Shoftechobo. But there is another Yisra. Teisve says in Dushi, that if in Israel, Teisve says in Kashi, the Gemara says, V'ro Yisra Bashi, V'ro Yishis, V'asteya, V'so, Afile, So Tesis says the kashe, but the halacha is that if somebody is bo an ishes akum, so he's not chayav nisei. Asher yina eshes Yisraelu prat ishes achirim. So why is there a big achidesh in the halacha of yifasteya or gabi nisheshish than the gabi pnuye? It's mukhtar of the isar nisheshish. Asher yina eshes Yisraelu prat ishes achirim. So Tesis says in Vishi that even though if somebody is bo an ishes ish noches, ishes akum, so he's not chayav nisei, it's mukhti of the love of Nisino, but there is a nisei of vidobat binishtei, that's in the Seder. Yesterday said, vidobat binishtei, you know, ishes chaveirei, so that nisei applies even to ishes akum. So that means that as far as the love of Nisino is concerned, or the love of the ishes amisechol nisik nishchof techabo, that which is a nisei of elbow, a rayeris, is a chorus and says basically that is applies only to an ishishish of kedusha. But suppose a woman is an ishishish, she has a husband, but the husband does not have a king in kedusha in her. Who was Baal? The ishish of the Neyach, a common law wife. So then the love of Nisino doesn't apply, but the love, the isha, oh, that's like an isharesi, it's not a love. So, Vidobat Bishtei, the Rebbeishes Chaveirei, that applies. I mentioned in the Shiurim, that let's say, suppose someone will be Zanei with a Pilegesh Melech, and the Melech certainly has King on the Ishes. I mean, we said, according to Menem Hashem, even the Hezir has King on the Ishes, King on the Galaxias. But the Melech certainly has, according to all Hashem, has King on the Ishes. So suppose someone is Zanei with a Pilegesh of the Melech, he will not be either the Shia Sal, she will not be either the Isa of Nisino, or the Isa of Beishas Amisach, or the Sikh Shof Chabo. But the Beiva, the Isa, or Vidobat, Beishtei, or Beishas Chaveirei. So the Mele, the same thing would be true even according to Rabbetan. According to Rabbetan, so the Zerzakosov of Zio Masusi, Rachmon Akhil, Zare, Zakoyel, Isa Rayas, since there is no Yiches, so the Mele, since there couldn't be any offspring that would be Misyachis after the father, so it's Mufke of Erbo. So it's Mufke of the Isa of Nisino, of the Isa Rarayas, but of the Isa of the Dabar Bishdei Revishis Chaveirei that applies to Anishis Akum also. So it certainly will apply to Anishis Yisroel, who is Mizanu Yidan Akum. So in other words, even according to Rametam, if an ish Israel is in Zanui Makum, there are two Averas, besides the Avera of Biasakum, which applies, which is involved in the case where a Pnuye Bas Israel is in Zanui Makum, there is also an Isra of Ishish, but not the Isra of Ishish of Mesino, which is an Isra of Ayes, but the Isra of Ishish that is implicit in the Dabar Bishdei Revishis Chaveirei. The Isa of Ishishish that is implicit in Dabar Bishdei Revishis Chaveirei, that's not Yoram or Yamer. So it's Yoram or Yoram. So that's why Rabbetam says, V'tiras Rabbetam ben chayom Yisya ubiras akum, derachmon akra uzare yakum, v'chzi vizio masusim zom osom, umay sarai hem dipomim v'chay 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 v'chay. The Gemara says that when we say that I'm sure Avir Shemetir, it's Yichir Shabbos, so it's Yavar Al Yorim, or if it's Bitzine, but if it's Bifares Yorim, Asorim Yisrael, so if I'm sure Avir Shemetir, if the Anos tells the Jew, you write on Shabbos, other in the presence of 10 other Jews, otherwise I kill you, so it's Mechuyev to let himself be killed. That's what Gemara says. So Gemara is the Kashe, why wasn't Esther missing a fish herself? It was Paresi, or in Paresi, because everybody in Chol Malchus HaShveirish knew that HaShveirish married Esther. So then Abaye says, Kakeinam Shah. And Robe says, Hanu Esatz Mesha. So Gemara only has the Kashe, or Esther Paresia. The implication being, that if nobody knew, just Ahasuerus, then there wouldn't be any problem with Esther submitting to Ahasuerus. because it's not the highest. But the Gemara says in Gile, but so that means that Esther was married to Mordechai. So Esther was a Rishishish. So it was Arayis. So the Gemara should ask the Kashe, where Esther Arayis are they? Not where Esther Farhesia. The Tennessee is no. It didn't involve the Shire of Arayis. Because it was a Biasakun. And Rahman after his Arayis. So it's moved from his Arayis. So it was only the Isaiah of Biasakun or the Isaiah of Yudhava Mishnah Mishnah Chavirai. That's not Arayis. That's Yadav Aroik. But I'm sure Averis, but the Baresia even another Averis, not Arias, not the Arias, is also a Yorub on the Averis. So that's the Gemara's Rashi. Umitirkach, Mashon Shema Arias Lahav Mechai, Mitirkach Hitar Abnetam, Libas Yisroel Shein Liro, Ubo Oreo El Kichovim, Likaimo Leisei Kichovim Shein Yisrael. Why does he mention Abnetam, Bas Yisroel Shein Liro? It doesn't make a difference whether it's in Liro or not in Liro. But in the days of Rabbi Netan, it was impossible for a Bas Yisrael to live with the Goli unless she became a Mishumeres. Otherwise, it was impossible. Today, I mean, one does not have to become a Mishumeres in order to intermarry. He can be a president of an Afra synagogue and intermarry. But in the days of Rabbi Netan, that was impossible. So, that was the Mitzies. Bas Yisrael she Niro, but that's not important. In Niro or not in Niro is not important. But what was the case? There was an Ishes Yisrael, and she was a Prutze. So without getting a get from her husband, she decided to marry to live with an Akum, with a goy. And then the husband died. So she was not an Ishishish anymore, or the husband gave her a gift, I don't know, I mean, what difference does it make? So she was not an Ishishish anymore, either because the husband died, or because he gave her a gift. And then that girl with whom she lived, so he was misguided, and he became Shilamitzes, and she probably became a Balashumet. So the question of Tam was asked, he wanted to marry her. After he was misguided. So now there is a law, Kishim Shasur al-Baal, Kahasur al-Beir. So he should not be allowed. So many Mishayim passed him, not like Abitan, that he was not allowed. He was not allowed to marry her. Because Kishim Shasur al-Baal, Kahasur al-Beir. Rabitan passed it, and Rabitan was Chirik and Dada Rishayim, his contemporary Rishayim. So, and he passed him that he was allowed to marry her. Why? Because the halacha of Kishim Shasur, Benitnio, Kishim Shasur al-Baal, Kachasur al-Beyon doesn't apply in this case. Because Bias Akum ki Bias Behinei Rachmona Afker al-Zarei, so the male, she was mutaris to him after he was misguided. Now the Mordechai mentions, Eishikis HaRishayim, I mean, that's really the sheet of the Rivon, even though Tesis doesn't mention it in the name of the Rivon. But the Mordechai mentions it in the name of the Rivon. He said he agreed with the Psak of Rav Netan, but Rav Netan did. The Rav Netan would pass him that he was not allowed to marry her. Why? Because Kishim Shasur al-Baal Kahasur al-Beir. Rav Netan passed him that he is allowed to marry her. On the basis of Biasak and Kikir Behimerach Merakar Zaret. Rivom said, no, he was allowed to marry her. But not because Rachman Afker was married. Because Gersh, he was Gaiaki. He got Mishamira Dhamme, so he's like a new person. So maybe we cannot apply the Aloche of Kishin Shasur al Baal Kasur. That's not our way. But anyway, Rabbi Tam was Matia Begea to marry her, Allah HaGerusei, not on the basis of Gersh and his Gaiaki of Mishamira Dhamme, but on the basis of Rachman Afker was married. So he says, when Shaykh when they marry, the Bachel they are with Bias Akum, the Halle Kibias Bain, the Nirol in the Bok, the Halle with Bias and Kihobi, Nesro the Bairo, Kibio Maroche, the Kaputis. Uri Hedrik, Hoishish and Samuel, Kabinishish and Elvish of the Kihobi, Amrino, the Rotsi Asur of the Bairo, the Omanam of the Bias, the Obonity, כאשר עובדתי עם ביסאבו, עובדתי עם חו, אלמו לגבי ביינו נכשיל את דבר סאקן כדי את דהימו, והוא העדין לדעי, אבל גם זה יזלוס לדעימו, והביא את דהימו פיסלס ויסרס, כדאמין את רבו על דבנתי, בי הסאקום הלבי, וכי עד כרחמון ויזרי, הלמיו את דהימו ואינים דהימו יחס, ומחייס, וזרי חושת דבר הבאים. So, the reborn nation is full of Gmoras. Gmoras and Koroshas. Negit Ramitamshi. Because Tesis assumed that according to Ramitam, so just as Ishis Yisrael, Shezin Somenakum, so she's Muteras to the Baal, if the Baal is Mizgaya, so she's Muteras to the Baal also. Because the reason is Chachmur Avkarizare, so Biasakum is Kibias Behemo. Now, what if a Lishishish is attacked by a behemoth? So then she's Mutaras Lebaal. Because Bias Behemoth is not Zeus, Bias Behemoth. So according to the town that Bias Akum is Bias Behemoth, so it should be, so she'd be Mutaras Lebaal too. And if she's Asur Lebaal, so we should apply the Aloha of Kishim Shasur Lebaal, Kachasur Lebaal, Monekshah. And there are three Gemoras. First of all, our Gemara here. The Gemara says, Kivid Ike Putzes. So if the Chachomim will declare them that Enes is Muter, so they will be Mizane with the Hegman. And then they'll be also the Baal. But according to Ramatam, even if they'll be Mizane Berotz, they will still be the Torah's Baal. That's one Gemara. Another Gemara, Hoyisha Shemoah Bishol, בני דכחובים, אמרו לי דוחות של אסור לבעל, איזו גמור גמור נגילה. That Esther said, כאשר עבדתי עבודתי, because until now, she went to חשבירש only when החשבירש called her. So she was forced. Because when החשבירש called her, it meant, if she defied the חשבירש, she would be killed just as he killed Vashti. But, מה שאינקד this time, החשבירש did call her. She herself to be initiated. So it wasn't the Enes. So then, so she became Asur from that moment on. So Mordechai was not allowed to live with her because she was Mizane the Rotsin. She was Mizane the Rotsin. But she was Mizane with Hashvele, she was an Akko. So we see that even when she's Mizane with an Akko, she's still Asur the Bible. So we have three Gemoras in Furoshes. Naked Ramatam, what is it? Ramatam didn't know these Gemoras. Obviously, Ramatam only says it in regard to the Baal. He doesn't say it in regard to the Baal. Why is there a difference between the Baal and the Baal? Now there is a Chumash Marik, a certain unfortunate incident that happened in the days of the Marik, that there was a Shayore of many Jews, many Jewish men and many Jewish women who are going on a journey. And then a group of Philistine, of rapists, attacked a one woman. And they attacked one woman, and she fought back. She fought back. So then they told this woman, she was an Ishishish, they told this woman, if you fight back, we'll kill all the members of the whole group. But if you don't fight back, so you'll be raped, and we'll spare everybody. So in order to save the lives of the whole group, number of people, so she submitted and she didn't fight back. So the Marik was asked, it's Kuf Samazan. So the Marik was asked, two shayles. One shayle was whether she acted kedin, or maybe she didn't act kedin. After all, it's a rayles. So it's Yoy Yaveh. So she had no right to submit to Znus in order to save the lives of 100 Jews. It's Yahweh Yahweh, so it doesn't make any difference. One Jew, the life of one Jew, or 1,000 Jews, or 10,000 Jews. Or, that's one question. The other question is whether the husband was allowed to keep her. So in regard to question number one, so the Marik Shuga was, she did a mitzvah. Even though Anarayas is Yahweh Yahweh, but that's only vis-a-vis the Arayas of the Baal of the man, who is of Itmais. But the Arayas of the Nivelis, of the woman, who is a Kakailon, so then there is no Yahweh Yahweh. So just as there is no Yahweh Yahweh in order to save one's own life, so there is no Yahweh Yahweh in order to save some other lives. So she did not do an avera in submitting to Znus by that meanis, in order to save the lives of so many people. But in regard to the second question, the marriage answered, the husband is mechuyef to divorce her. And he mentions the Gemore in Megillah. Because she has vadity or vadity. So that means that from that moment on, Esther was not allowed to be kept by Mordechai's wife. Why? Because she was an ishishishes in so. But Esther certainly did not do an avera. Mordechai sent her. So in other words, so she was betaris in order to be matzah for all Israel. But pikuach nefesh is not deiche. But the answer is, but pikuach nefesh is not deiche. The iser arayes of the ish who is only mice. But the iser arayes of the ish of the nevelis who is a kakarimo. So pikuach nefesh is deiche. So that's why Mordechai urged Esther to go to Ahasuerus, even though Esther knew that involved living with Ahasuerus. So, and she was not a Musa, she was not forced to Ahasuerus. She took the initiative to go to Ahasuerus. And she knew what it involved. But because of the Koach Nefesh, of Klal Yisrael. So, and we can't say Yod Vayaveh, because only the Arayas of the Ish, who is on with my sins, Yod Vayaveh. But not the Arayas of the Isho, who is Karka Eilom. So it's Yadav Adori. But Kasher Abaniti Abaniti Mimcho. And she was not allowed to live with Mordechai anymore. So why? Because, and Anusha she wasn't. Ahasuerus didn't force her. So remember, that was the tshuva of the marriage. Shaila number one, that she acted kedim. Shaila number two, the husband just divorced her. So then, so the Sheol thought that it's not logical. If she did the mitzvah daily in saving so many lives, so why should the husband have to divorce her? So Marik says, the Torah doesn't say, it's good summer time. Israel Gomar Tale, Ishish, Kisiste Ishte, Umalo Voimwa. The Torah doesn't say Umalo Badishem, the way the Torah says in Pasha Vayikro, Umalo Badishem, but Umalo Voimwa. It's not the act of treason committed against God, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the act of treason against us. It doesn't depend upon my Savior. But if she's false, she's false. So that she's not moral very moral. We only this person. So it's a special sakosov. Mashinkin if she was learning this, but in the case where she's learning this person, even though there is no aver, even if she does a mitzvah like Esther, Mordechai sent her to Ahasuerus, so she's still a solva, unless she's false. So then it's not moral very moral. It's disposal. But if it's not disposal, even though it's the head there, so the male, she's a soul bio. So what do we see from this marriage? That the Israel bio does not depend upon the Israel shishish. Even when she does a mitzvah, she becomes a soul bio. Mashiach king, vinitnio, echad mitbal, echad mitbeel, the asur mitbeel is based upon the Israel shishish. There's a difference. Now, biasakum, Kibiyas Behemoth doesn't mean Kibiyas Behemoth. It doesn't mean Kibiyas Behemoth. When a Neshishish is attacked by a Behemoth, so then she's not a Surah by law, because Bias Behemoth is Mufke of Znus. It doesn't even have a Shem of Znus. It is Sehimo, but it's not Znus. Znus is only Shayach with the human being, not with the Behemoth. There is a Chiyuv Mise about Behemoth. And this shall reveal as a Behemoth. So there is a Chiyuv Skila, it's a Behemoth, it's an abomination. But Znus it is not. Mashenkin be a Sakum, of course it's Znus. It's only because of the Aloche that the offspring of that relationship between the goy and the Jewess is Mufka Vichai, so maybe it's a goy of Amayas. So it's a goy of the Isa elbow, but it's not a goy of Zeus. So maybe these are the Baal. So the Isa Baal is based upon the Isa elbow, Vishishish. So be a sakrim rachmon after mizare is mufke of the israelites. So maybe it's mutaris lebeel. But vis-a-vis the Baal, that's not based upon the israelites. Even when she did a mitzvah like Esther. So she's still a suro. She's still a suro bailo. And Yoni was also a suro bailo. But without an avail. So maybe it be a sakrim ki be a behemo only means the just. As in the case where a woman is mizane with a behemoth, and shishish will be mizane with a behemoth. Let's say, birotzen. So she will not be either of the Isa of the shishish. She will be either of the Isa of Isha Abubi as a behemoth, not the Isa of the shishish. So when an shishish is mizane with the goy, it's also mufke of the Isa Achayas of the shishish, of the love of the sinner. But Bias Behemo is Mufkov's news. But here, Bias Akum is not Mufkov's news. So we can be Baal, she's a Suro, because it doesn't depend upon the Maisa Vere of the Isa Rishishish. Mashinki, we can be Baal, that depends upon the Maisa Vere of the Isa Rishishish. Alright. The Yeshua Ima. So anyway, the Rivon is Masika Rametamshi. So in other words, according to the Rivon, so when the Ishish Israel is Mizanu and Akum, she's higher as Nisi. She's higher as Nisi. It involves the Isa Rishish of Lissino. The same way as she is Mizane with a Yisroel. So mainly it should involve the Nisa of Arayas. So how does the Gemara say in Yiddish with any Shore? Let the Chachomim make a declaration to the base Yisroel that it's Yahweh Val Yahweh, it should be Yahweh Val Yahweh, it's Arayas. So the Rebbe says another sheet. And I think that's the sheet of most Rishim. The sheet of the Rivon, I think, is the sheet of Moshe Hashem. V'yeshleim adochepov, v'lidre shuhu dein yishorem, v'fisho yisho yikar kareyom. V'yob de maise, k'nishan efer ben siro meire, es da kar kareyom o yiso. V'yob de lipor chosom, du hara yisabe, v'pshit al yidik al yishlu yikar kareyom. V'ein mo, v'im siratzmo, that was a pshitis, even the maximum. But here, Tesis doesn't elaborate. But in Sanhedrin, should go over the law of the thesis in Sanhedrin. That find out them things. So thesis says like this. The hope of the Chorche was that I saw there's the first big line in the thesis. The Kamei, the Mahami Taimei, the Kakeiro, the Lilum Chayim, the Seratim, the Shikarayas. No, but it's a Yalpino. But it's a Yalpino, the Chayim, the Seratim, the Hanim, the Kilim Shiyar, the Yadayim. Abel Heiche, Kilim Shiyar, the Yadayim. Abel Heiche, the Yom, the Maise, the Kishma, the Shikarayim, the Seratim, the Ismail, the Stabre, the Chayim, the Seratim. The Motzom, the Adarabe. מאי חוזי די דומד חברוי סום כתרי, דומד דומד די סום כתרי, כאילו דו אדוד מאי סי. So the case we say is, why do we say that an arayas is your real? It's the alfuse from Ritzicha. How do we know that by Ritzicha? How do we know that Ritzicha is your real? That is what? מאי חוזי. And how do we know that there is an analogy between Ritzicha and arayas? Because, כאשר יוקו נשאלו לצוחו, וצוחק כן הדבר הזה. So, מקיש, ארייס, לרציח. Just, מקיש לרציח על ארייס, that needs to let's learn up shape, and מקיש, ארייס לרציח. מה לרציח is your own way out there because of my חוזיס, אבל ארייס is your own way out there. So, it's a הקש to רציח. And so, that way, it has to be דומי את הרציח. And by רציח, we only say your own way out there if the person commits רציח על ידיים. But if a person will commit Ritzicha b'sheva otayse, then we don't say Yoy Boyav. In other words, if the Akum Danos says to Ruben, now listen, you go, I'm giving you a gun, you go and shoot Shimon, and if you don't, we'll shoot you. So then, he's mechuyev to let himself be shot. But suppose the Akum says to Reuven, you see, here I'm baby, so I'm going to pick you up, and they'll throw you. You are a heavy person. We'll throw you upon the baby. And if you fight back and you resist, you don't let yourself be thrown upon the baby, then we'll kill you. So then you'll say, Reuven, Reskishai, at the time. Am I who have to fight back and be killed or not? So then the psak will be no. You can remain passive. Because here we can say, my cousin is the other. If Dagi tells the Reuven, you kill Shimon, if not we'll kill you. So we say to Reuven, how do you know that your life is more precious than Shimon's life? Maybe Shimon's life is more precious than yours. It means they're both equal. But in this case, so he can say to the Tinek, how do you know Tinek? Whether Tinek asks him or not, it doesn't matter. How do you know Tinek that your life is more precious than mine? Maybe my life, my nefesh, is as precious as your nefesh. So why should I fight back in order to spare you? I'll remain passive. So in the case of Yitzchak Yisrael Ba'ise, so then we say at my cousin David Alech. So it's Yadav Al Yehovah. So Mele, since Arias is deduced from Yitzchak, so just as Yitzchak, where the Yitzchak is Yisrael Ba'ise, so it's Yadav Al Yehovah. So Arias too, vis-a-vis the Isha. She is a Kargelo, she is a Shema Taise, she doesn't fight back, she just lets the Amos rape her. So then it's also Yahweh, the Al Valyon. So some Mele, the Gemore knew very well that from the point of view of Arias, so vis-a-vis Esther, the Nisho, even though she was an Ishishinch, and it involved Miss Arias, but since she was a Kargelo, so even though she knew that by Kargelo, So it's Yadav Al Yorek. But since you say that Bifaresi, so I'll show Abimus, you also require to be a Nefesh. Why? Because of Kiddush Hashem. So the Makshin assumed that insofar as the Mechayim of Kiddush Hashem is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether there is a Maise or a Shema Taise. In order to make Kiddush Hashem, since she is Mechayim, is to fight back, in order to demonstrate in the presence of all the Jews, that no one else in the world can force Jews into the violation of the Torah. So that's what the match. So Abaye said, even in respect to the Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem, so where is the Rechiyu Mitzat Kiddush Hashem to Misanechesh oneself for each Abaye? That is only when he does a Maise, but not when he's a Shabbat. So this is what he said. So the Christian indication is that you're moving on the Rasmus. I will not kill Hashem, or you nearly see your tablet. Shani Katarino Moiso, but you will Hashem, or fail Pisa Switzer, the Paul Gabioi, the Commissary Naveo, Shani Tiboson shall show you, Roy Yerizal Sadikin, Shinito de Zuamo, the Shani Katarino Moiso, Mishim the host of the Paul Hamai Moskatsmo. The other Abel is also Shikishmereyu. And Sisro did not try to rape her. On the contrary, she led him into it in order to be able to kill him and save all Israel that way. Aloha Perushi. Vomisanyam Abel Olomam Nishapcha Akosu Minoshi Meil Tiboroch Vidashinam Binozi Yabdil Abel Mishmo Mimitze Shalom Mishmo Upono Diyo Yomame Abadir Shalom Mishmo Vomisanyam Abel Omishami Vomisanyam Vosa Abel Mishmo in the Hatzal system. Alright, so we didn't discuss all this Hashem, but you should go over the Sugi in Sanhedrin that I'm Dalet. The Sugyan Sanhedrin that find out, and I mean with the Balamoya and the Mohammeds, and also the Rambam in Pirkei Yuchas is there. Very careful. The Halachas in Pirkei Yuchas is there in regard to Kiddush Hashem and Mesiras Nefesh. All right. It's in Yevumis. It's in Yevumis. It's in many places. I mean,
well, Question?
Miss, come to Habo. Oh, Omar Abraham, how come you didn't call about special like mums? Man, how come you didn't see me at the morning? Yeah, I don't know she met in the morning, man. Hello, I'm a man who you haven't asked with Bush. I'm a man who you haven't asked with Ich komme wegen aber als Frau, weil Mams auf sich gehen, weil die Mams auf mich ist sowieso so groß. Aber mal wissen, man hat kommit in ihm Reb. Aber gab die Rebbe in meinen Adwaren, alle waren nur in Norden, gerade Kiel. Schön ist auch gut zu gehen, aber wir wissen, weil ich komme wegen mir. Was hat denn noch ein Bild, so war ich, ich habe ihn, ich komme wegen aber als Frau, weil Mams. So denn, so wenn die Gemorre sagt, dass die Korinth gerade Kiel, it is certainly that the body is a Mams. Aber ich komme wegen aber als Mams. So then, the Gemara says, "Kol mishim matimon inat," and that's the whole sugya. The whole sugya. And there you go. Also.